team format follow the existing NBA format, or will a hybrid be created between the two sanctions? You know, we've had a very successful team program within the ABA system. You know, we'll be evolving, you know, over the next, few months. What will be the USA BMX team series? You know, who knows? Like, with all the rules, I mean, you may see some nuances from both, you know, moving forward. So, I mean, that's kind of the idea. You're trying to look at the best of both worlds. Will there still be a NAG 5 challenge? That's a great question. For those of you who've never seen or attended that event, that's a special event that this year we're doing Saturday night at the Grand Nationals. You know, for this year's NAG 5 challenge, we're actually going to be inviting the NBL top age group riders to hopefully get those guys in the mix as well. So we're extremely excited about that. You know, so, that thing's going to continue. It's a great race, and if you've never been there, it's a great way to see, okay, 15 years and up, who are the best riders when you combine them all for one race? It says, will the riders representing the state at the President's Cup be able to use their custom plate, probably jersey as well? You know, again, for the plates, we're going to need them to be utilizing a plate that would be allowable to be used. But if somebody's got, you know, for instance, a state plate, you know, that came through the NBL State Association, but they have a recognized earned number, you know, could be a state number, they could certainly use that. Will two rider classes be allowed? No. In the USA BMX system, it's going to require three riders to form a class. boy, there's some funny ones on here, guys. I wish we could share. I'm sorry, again, bear with us as we got a lot of duplicate questions. We're kind of reading through to make sure we don't re-answer what's there, so just bear with us as we read through this. This is a good one. What determines if a track gets a Red Line Cup race?
You know, again, the Red Line Cup race, so we're going to be sending out applications. If you're interested in hosting one of those, you would want to fill that application out, get it back to us. From there, it's just trying to spread it out and balance geographic need within the region, really.
You know, a follow-up to that is a question, is our ABA tracks going to get preferential treatment? No, guys. I mean, again, we're all working together with a common goal. You know, and there's not going to be preferential treatment, you know, for one track or the other. You know, we're all working together out here. Again, bear with us as we kind of get caught up on some of these. Is it possible for track to hold a national race for NBL and ABA? Again, there are no specified, there isn't an ABA national race or an NBL national race, it's just a USA BMX national race. Trying to get caught up here. Can a track hold a Red Line Cup race and an NBL regional type race? Again, moving forward, there is a unified USA BMX regional series. That's the Red Line Cup series. There is no NBL regional type race in the new system. This is a great one. Again, this is the kind of ones that we love to read, guys. It says, we've been an ABA track for nearly 30 years and no problems ever. 100% trust in you. Hey, thanks so much, Jason. You know, we believe in you guys as well, and we appreciate that.
Here's an interest. How do we find out who our track director is? Look, guys, the track director's department is a staff that's there. Nobody is assigned to a specific track or a specific area. We want to have multiple people that can answer your questions. So You know, if I happen to be gone at a race, you know, you've got Jill Kerr and Billy Allen. You've got Mandy to approach, so any of us can field your questions.
Okay. Yeah, the presentation we certainly are going to make available to you all that you guys can go and read up and follow this up. We got a lot of, don't forget about My Tracks for 2012 National. Oh man, there's some funny comments on here. You guys are killing me. I may have to read this one. This one. The one says, has SBA ever done a two-pedal start? I don't know. I have to let BA answer that. BA still has a gate, so you have to worry about that one. What's this? Will the audio of the question and answers be available? Unfortunately, no. That's not something, you know, we'll work on the technology side of that to see if that's something that can be recorded. This one has not been, but we'll try to do better for you all next time to where you can get that.
What is your prediction on how big the grands will be? I predict it's going to be so big that I'm going to get very little sleep that week.
Does Motomaker offer reporting features that allow me to determine what my guests were?
Yeah, actually, that's something built into the Motomaker. We call it the last race report. So it allows the track, for example, to run a report that says, give me all the riders who have raced at my track since this date, but haven't been back since this other date, and it'll spit out who those riders are. And in addition, you know, any track that utilizes the Motomaker software is welcome to, you know, email me or somebody at the office to have that report run here from the office level as well.
One says, looking to do the Red Line Cup finals, when we know if my son has to move up or not. Obviously, I would assume that's probably coming from an NBL parent. Again, what I would do, if you know what your wins are, you know, and you know how many wins are, look back at the slide and see what the scale is. I mean, if you know, hey, I'm a challenge class rider and I've won 25 times, I mean, yeah, I mean, moving forward, go ahead and move them up to the experts category. And again, please keep in mind, as tracks, we empower you that ability to go in and move riders up. We're not doing anybody within our sport any favors if we have riders. Like, I'm not saying this about this particular rider, but I'm just saying in general. You know, if we've got a rider that is, you know, in the novice proficiency of the rookie class, you know, is just dominating, you know, and clearly, you know, from this race results, it needs to be moved up. You know, that rider needs to go up. You're doing irreparable harm to the other brand new riders that are coming to the sport. You know, if we come in and a rider's been racing for a year and a half, and, you know, and they're just a phenomenal rider, but they're still classified as novice, and a brand new rider shows up and they're just not as competitive, you're going to be losing new people to the sport. That's why that integrity of the move-up structure is so, so important. For those of us who have officiated at NBL Nationals, you'll still have the opportunity to do so in the future. Absolutely. You know, we encourage you to. You know, if there's a national event that you're going to be going to and you'd like to officiate at, you know, please email our national director, which is Bill Morris. Let him know you're going to be attending an event and you want to be, you know, part of the structure of the program. We'll work with you on getting into the officiating structure. As Brad mentioned earlier, we're working on a whole new officiating program that's going to afford licensing for officials, you know, and so forth. This is an interesting one. Under the USA BMX State Series, is there a state team series offered, or can each create their own? So a team series, you know what? There's not a standard one, but under the USA BMX State Series, tracks always have the flexibility to collaborate and create something of that nature. It says, would it be possible to do an A girl pro and a double A girl pro, not age restricted like junior and elite? You know what? That's a really, really good question. And it's a tough one because we've been, you know, aligning ourselves with the UCI point structure, you know, and we're going to continue to do so, but we'll keep analyzing that type of information. was a good one. Can a Canadian track in Ontario get the national race that is a part of the USA BMX Eastern Series? Well, again, there's no USA BMX East or West Series. It's just the USA BMX National Series. And, you know, any of the Canadian events that we've done has been a part of the Canadian National Series, which also affords and allows riders to earn USA BMX National Points. So if we do a race on the eastern part of Canada and it's a part of the Canadian Series, it's all part of the USA BMX Series as well, because like we said earlier in the slides, we're all part of one family there.
I've been told by ABA riders that the annual state number cannot be used next year. If that's, well, again, you know, this is, you know, hopefully, you were told by a rider, first of all, so, you know, thankfully you're on here getting it from the source. And again, hopefully a lot of the track operators in that state are on here and hearing that, yes, that number can be run next year.
It looks like we're actually getting caught up on the questions, which is great. This one that just got posted up, it says, on October 1, can my child get ABA district points at a track? Yeah, absolutely. We talked about that with the tracks and giving them that ability to run under the ABA point system so they can get district points, which is imperative. Sorry, guys, again, we're kind of reading and get caught up here. This one says, how can an NBL season be over when a final for the state series is October 8th? Please understand, we're certainly only talking about, you know, in general terms, that the NBL Leaf Series, the NBL National Series ended Labor Day weekend, the NBL Leaf Series, of course, ends September 20th. We certainly respect the fact that there are, you know, NBL State Series that aren't completed as of yet, you know, and obviously those series are yet to be completed. Can any rider race at the ABA Grands, or do they need to qualify? Any rider can participate. It is 100% open. Anyone can come out and hit that event, which would be great. All right, guys. Well, it looks like we're getting caught up. And I think we're getting to the tail end of this thing, and actually that's perfect timing because we get to a point to where the seminar actually just does time out. You know, with that said, actually, I think we got the last few answers taken care of. If there are some questions, guys, that we didn't get to, please understand, just kind of been trying to scan through, you know, trying to make sure we didn't duplicate. We may have missed you. If we did miss any questions, please, please don't hesitate to email or call one of us. We hope you've enjoyed the time. You know, we certainly have. I want to reiterate our deep, deep appreciation for the NBL staff and their team and what they've done in concluding the NBL season. Those guys have been absolutely amazing. I mean, Irma, Connie, you know, the Wagners, Rachel Likens. I can't tell you how hard of a task those guys had, you know, in taking care of things. You know, it was very, very difficult, and they were awesome. Cody Wilson was terrific out there. All the different volunteers, you know, Debbie Diaz, Alice Fixer, all the great ones that helped out, you know, at the Grands. It was a pleasure of myself and V.A. Anderson and Shannon and Gork to all be at the NBL Grands and to hopefully play a small part in what was just an awesome event. You know, we're so eager and we're so excited, you know, to move forward. Please know that it's all